From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Steve Dawson. The University of Missouri and Planned Parenthood have ended their 26-year relationship. This decision comes after state lawmakers started investigating abortions performed at the organization's clinics. Within the past month, university officials canceled 10 contracts with Planned Parenthood clinics in four states where students would complete clinical hours. University of Missouri Health System spokeswoman Mary Jenkins told the Columbia Missourian that nursing and medical students were never required to work at a Planned Parenthood clinic and that it was an optional rotation. In July, former Senate leader Tom Dempsey formed the Interim Committee on the Sanctity of Life in response to videos purporting to show Planned Parenthood staff selling aborted tissue. The committee's goal is to investigate the disposal of aborted tissue, funding of abortions, and any illegal activity. Missouri House members have voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill that would block cities from raising the local minimum wage or banning plastic bags. At the state's annual veto session that began today at noon, the Republican-led House voted to overturn the Democratic governor's veto. A two-thirds majority vote in the Senate is still needed to complete the veto override. The measure would stop cities from setting wage or benefit requirements that are greater than the state minimum. It would also prohibit local ordinances banning the use of plastic shopping bags. Supporters of the bill say a patchwork of varying local ordinances would hurt businesses. Democratic opponents say cities and towns should have the option to adopt such policies. The Obama administration announced today a nationwide goal to cut food waste in half by 2030. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
The average family of four in the U.S. tosses out nearly $1,500 a month in food. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency hope to get the help of food retailers, charity groups, and local governments to reduce that waste. Dana Gunders is a staff scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says the aggressive goal will take a lot of work from the farmer to the consumer.
It's going to take prioritizing this issue and funding it so that we can really build the right infrastructure, conduct the right public education, and support businesses in making the changes that we'll need.
The announcement comes a week before the United Nations is expected to set its own sustainability goals. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
On Tuesday, Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren confirmed KBIA's investigation that revealed 13 more voters living within the boundaries of the proposed Business Loop 70 Community Improvement District. One voter, Nari Rajani, manages and lives at the Days Inn on Business Loop. He says he wasn't aware of the potential sales tax increase, nor did he know that he was one of only 14 voters who could potentially decide the issue. He says he would likely vote if an election were held, though he would need more information on the tax. Steve Dawson, KBIA News, Columbia.